Halacha is applicable when Purim falls on Motzei Shabbos. In this lesson, we will review all of the changes in the order, custom, and laws that are applicable when Purim falls on Sunday, starting from Tainus Esther all the way through Saturday night. So to begin with Tainus Esther, when Purim falls on Sunday, the fast is pushed up and takes place the previous Thursday, the 11th of Adar. The reason for this ruling is because we do not want to establish the fast on a Friday in order so we can enter Shabbos in a good mood. Alternatively, the reason is because it will prevent us from properly preparing for Shabbos. In the event that one accidentally ate on Thursday, Tainus Esther, then he is to make up the fast on Friday. This is unlike the ruling on a regular fast day in which we tell the person to simply continue fasting. However, seemingly, if one only ate a small amount of food, less than a kazais and a revius, then he could continue fasting even on Thursday. If a bris falls on Thursday, Tainus Esther, and it's disputed amongst Paiskim whether the meal is to take place on Thursday or only after the fast Thursday night, and practically each individual shall ask thereof regarding what to do. Machatzas HaShekel is to be given on Tainus Esther as usual, even when it is pushed up to Thursday. Hence, we give it on Thursday before Mincha. However, in Jerusalem and other walled cities, it is given on Sunday. Avarachamim and Tzidkascha on Shabbos. Many are accustomed to omit Avarachamim by Shabbos Parsha Zachar. This is not the Chabad custom. And hence, if davening Musaf before Chatzais, it is to be recited as usual. Tzidkascha, however, is omitted for Mincha. Laws relating to the Megillah on Shabbos. When Purim falls on Shabbos, such as by a Purim Mishulash in Jerusalem, there's a machlekes and paiskim as to whether the Megillah is considered muktzah. This same machlekes would likewise apply in Erev Purim starting from Plaga Mincha of Shabbos. And therefore it is best not to move the Megillah starting from Plaga Mincha of Shabbos until Shabbos is over. May one bring the Megillah to Shul on Shabbos if Purim falls on Motzei Shabbos? So we're all aware that it's forbidden for one to prepare on Shabbos for after Shabbos. So certainly it's forbidden to bring the Megillah to Shul for the sake of having it ready after Shabbos. However, some Paiskim write that it is permitted for one to bring it to Shul discreetly if you plan on reading from it on Shabbos, as then you're making a Shabbos use from it. Practically, however, this is to be avoided. And as we already stated, from Plaga Mincha onwards, it should be treated as Muktzah. Now, can you bring the Megillah to Shul on Erev Shabbos? So while some places can record that in such a case you should bring it on Erev Shabbos, and that's the custom, so you can have it ready right away after Shabbos for the Megillah reading of the night, nonetheless, the Rebbe concludes that this matter requires further analysis, as it's not respectful to move the Megillah from its proper setting and place it in a temporary area. Practically, what most shuls do is that they take a break between the leave of Shabbos and Ma'ariv, and begin Ma'ariv only sometime later so everyone can get ready and bring the Megillahs. Can a Bal Koreh prepare the Megillah reading on Shabbos? The answer is yes. He may even use a kosher Megillah for doing so. However, as we already stated, from Plaga Mincha onwards, this should be avoided. When Purim falls on Motzei Shabbos, one may not be lenient to read Megillah on Shabbos past Plaga Mincha, even in a time of need, even though generally we say you can start reading it from Erev Purim from Plaga Mincha. Laws relating to Shalosh Shudas. So long as one began Shalosh Shudas with bread prior to sunset, he's not required to stop when sunset arrives, and may continue eating even past nightfall so long as he stops in order to join the communal Megillah reading of the community. In the event that one is benching after nightfall, one does not recite Al HaNisim in his Birchas HaMazon, even if he ate a kazais of bread past nightfall. Nonetheless, in such a case that one ate a kazais of bread past nightfall, one should say Al HaNisim within the Harachamans. In the event that one davened Ma'ariv already, and only then is benching, then he is not to say Ritzei, but is to say Al HaNisim if he ate a kazais after nightfall. The same applies if he said Avdalo or Baruch HaMavdil prior to benching. The Seder of Matzi Shabbos. First and foremost, one must say Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol once Shabbos is over in order to permit doing Malacha, such as putting on makeup for a costume and the like. It should likewise be said prior to moving the Megillah. Even when this is said, it's proper for men to avoid doing any biblical malach until the conclusion of Ma'ariv. Regarding wearing costumes, one must wait until Shabbos is over prior to changing into costumes. And this applies likewise to children, as you may not prepare on Shabbos for after Shabbos. As we stated, one is required to recite Baruch HaMavdil prior to doing any malacha associated with the clothing, such as placing makeup and the like. And men should delay doing any biblical malacha that relates to the costumes or anything else until after Ma'ariv. The Seder of Ma'ariv on Purim night. So when Purim falls on Matzei Shabbos, Kaddish with Tiskabel is recited immediately after Shemoneh Esrei as usual. This is then followed by the Megillah reading, and then by the prayer of Vehi Noam, which is delayed until after the Megillah reading is over. We say the Vehi Noam prayer like we would say on any Matzei Shabbos, which is then followed by Va'at HaKadosh and the remainder of Ma'ariv. Havdalah. We delay reciting Havdalah until after the Megillah reading and the conclusion of Ma'ariv. Likewise, V'yitin Lecha is recited only later after Havdalah. This, however, only applies by a public reading taking place in shul. However, by a private reading taking place in one's home without a minyan, a paiskim rule that one should perform Havdalah before Megillah reading in order so one does not come to do any Melacha. Certainly, if after the shul's reading on Matzi Shabbos one will be reading the Megillah at home to be mitzi other people, then he should recite Havdalah first prior to reading for them. Regarding an aval in Shiva, so when Purim falls on Matzi Shabbos, the mourner is to go to shul for Mincha and remain in shul for Ma'ariv and the reading of the Megillah. If the mourner needs to go home for Shalosh Shudas, then he may not return to shul for Ma'ariv and Megillah reading unless a minyan will not be available at his home for the Megillah reading, in which case he is to go to shul before the conclusion of Shabbos prior to Baruch Hu and remain in shul until after the Megillah reading.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sepharim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.